Hello, and welcome to People Profit Planet. My name's Christine Anderson.
And my name's Alejandro Galeana Salinas.
And we have a special guest today in the studio with us.
Hi, I'm Alondra Barrera Garcia.
Nice to meet you, Alondra. We're actually all friends, but so Alondra today, she works at recycling. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the Eco Challenge, which is something that's been going on around campus starting like February 8th, and it goes until April 1st. So it's a big competition between all of the dorms. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that today. But before we get to that, we're just going to talk about a few things. Actually, a recap on last week's show. We talked about Leonardo DiCaprio and his his DiCaprio Foundation, in which he does a lot of global work with the environment and stuff like that. And last week, after that show aired, that weekend, he actually won his first Oscar. And in his acceptance speech for the Oscar, he actually talked about the importance of the globe and talking about how it's something that we can't procrastinate on any longer. So I just found that really amazing and inspiring that he took time out of his very first Oscar to bring attention to this huge global problem that's affecting us all, essentially. So that was really, really cool to hear, especially after we talked about him before he got his Oscar. Also, I want to give a little shout out to our program that we have this week. It's Zimride. So we have this, we're having a contest. And if you sign up for Zimride, which is basically an organization that we have that when you go online and you sign up, you can post your ride wherever you need to go. You can get connected with other drivers. So this week for spring break, if you sign up, you will be entered in a chance to win a $50 Visa card. That's really, really cool. It'll be something that you'll get before you go on spring break. So if you sign up, you get entered. But if you're already an existing member, if you post a ride, so basically post where you're going for spring break and how you're going to get there, then you also get entered into a $50, the chance to win a $50 Visa card. So that's something you definitely need to check out. So, I'm going to play a song real fast.
Yeah.
That was Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. We have Alondra in the studio today. So, Alondra, tell us what you do again.
I work at facilities management, specifically the recycling department.
Yes. So, we're going to be talking about the Eco Challenge a little bit and how recycling ties into that. So, we have a really, really good recycling program on campus, which is something that a lot of other campuses are actually fighting to get. And we do a lot of things besides recycling. Like, we have composting and amazing, amazing stuff that we do here at Berea College. So, it's really special that we have the recycling program. And basically, with the Eco Challenge, we have this program going on, and it's a competition between all of the dorms, and it's, do you want to talk about it, Alondra?
You basically covered it. It's okay. A competition between all the dorms and also, administration buildings, mm-hmm. And you just try to recycle mm-hmm. as much as you can and beat out the other buildings.
Yeah, basically, and, I think it's over at April 1st, and mm-hmm. the dorm that wins is going to receive, a catered dinner, so that's awesome, no food service. And then when each dorm reaches 6 pounds recycled per person, then every single person within that dorm is going to be entered in the chance to win a free year of Netflix. Like, that's amazing. Like, I know, like, Netflix is like $10 like a month or mm-hmm. something, so that's saving you tons and tons of money for something that, like, college students use. So definitely start recycling stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Alondra, we were just going to talk a little bit about your experiences in recycling. So, do you have any stories to tell? Maybe, like, the weirdest thing you might have found in recycling?
You mean all the horror stories?
All the horror stories.
Well, where do I start? You know, you run across a lot of things that you kind of think, why do people think you can recycle this? We've had, you know, we've had literal bags of dog poop show up in the recycling that we pick up. I ran across some feminine hygiene products. So it's like, you know, the horror stories mainly are like, how do people think you will we can recycle this? So that's the worst. You know, working down there is actually very smelly also, especially in the summer.
I'll be working there in the summer.
Well, like the summer months, so like when school first started in August, it was hot. It was hot for a long time, and you know, you kind of have to really keep a good level of hygiene while working there, and you know, because we're working around actual smelly things, so that's also one of the horror stories when, you know, people sometimes don't take care of themselves, but mm-hmm. You know, when you're not handling or you're not, it's when you're not cleaning also, like the place, the actual place, it's kind of,
yeah, I can imagine that starts to smell really, really bad.
Yeah,
so that's terrible. But let's see, so is there anything that's like not disgusting that you're just like, why do people like I know we work with two girls, Cece and Sabrina, and mm-hmm. they said most of their like house and apartment like comes from recycling. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the stuff they just like pick up and like take home.
Yeah, you'll find items that you want to take home. Like personally, I keep a lot of the magazines that come through recycling because you know they're not disgusting. You know, mm-hmm. you'll finding gross, disgusting things is, you know, it's common, but it's also very clean. So I personally, I'll take home like magazines, sometimes books. But yeah, I can totally see how they can, you know, furnish an entire apartment with recycling items, because a lot of stuff does come through to recycling that's mm-hmm. clean and still recyclable and usable. So mm-hmm. that's really cool of them to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we have anything else to, unless there's anything else you want to say.
I mean, you know, the whole Recyclemania thing, it's been like a really fun thing to do. It is kind of tedious mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, weighing every single thing that comes from every building. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun experience. And also it's like, you know, people don't know how to recycle much on this campus. Mm-hmm. You would expect coming from like a really sustainable campus, people have like really clear ideas of what can be recycled and what cannot be recycled. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily their fault. The college doesn't recycle a lot of things also.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just kind of putting the word out there, you know, yeah. double check what you're recycling, because yeah. we don't take food scraps.
Totally, yeah. We don't take anything that's like been contaminated with food. Mm-hmm. That brings up a couple of events that we might be having coming up. If you go like the Office of Sustainability's Facebook page, we have Annette and Erica who are going to be doing some recycling games, so you can actually learn what is recyclable at Berea College. So she's going to be going to a couple of dorms. I did an event at Anna Smith, the dorm I live in, just to tell people like what is recyclable and what isn't. So be on the lookout for those events, and you can, by going to those events, you can basically learn how to recycle and not have to put Alondra through terrible horror oh, yeah. stories.
Please don't.
Yeah, so Alondra, I guess if you needed to go, you can, but if not, we're gonna stay and I'm gonna play a song, and then when we come back, we can talk about a few more people-related things, along with our experiences in South Carolina. We did more Bernie Sanders campaign stuff. It wasn't just me going to Iowa. It was Alejandro and Alondra. They went with me to South Carolina and Knoxville, Tennessee, which is really cool. So when we get back, we can talk about that a little bit. So, to guide your spring break a little bit, this song just reminds me of spring. So I'm going to play A Tuteleur by Biblo. Don't really know how to pronounce his name. So, let's see if I can find it.
when you're feeling so dreading of the soul finally. Cut it off, cut it off. When you see it corrupt and you think it has faulting.
And we're back. So, we're going to talk a little bit about our experiences in South Carolina this weekend. We went South Carolina and Knoxville, Tennessee. We did some Bernie Sanders canvassing and some volunteer work for him, and that was really, really cool. So I think, Alondra, you had a story to share with us about your experiences?
Yeah, I overall had a good experience. It was a very fun thing to do, to work on a something like this that I've never done before, and it was really, really learning experience. I guess my story comes from, you see Bernie Sanders followers, or just Democrats / liberals in general, being really progressive. And my experience was, we were assigned drivers to take us around the neighborhoods, and my driver ended up being very racist, to the point when he made comments about the Hispanic community in front of my face, like, directly to me, essentially. And I just, you know, I kind of thought, like, wow, that sucks. Yeah. That's horrible. I never expected this to happen. And, you know, that I was kind of shocked at what I was hearing from this guy who, you know, was supposed to be a really progressive man. And he really wasn't. He was stereotyping and generalizing and just making really horrible comments, not just about the Hispanic community, but also other communities. Yeah. And that's my story I had to share. But overall, it was a really, really, really fun experience, you know, kind of connecting with our other supporters and working with the campaign and kind of seeing this unity between his supporters. And that was really, really cool. But
yeah, I'm glad we were able to get you out of that situation.
Yeah.
We had a really cool, I had a really nice driver. He was very sweet. He just talked and talked and talked his head off, but he was adorable. So that was a really good experience. I also, that was only for like half the day on Sunday. So I'm really glad you didn't have to go through that very long. And then when we did go to, Knoxville, I loved, the guy who had taken us to, South Carolina had friends in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we were able to have, lunch with him, and it was so much fun. They had all kinds of like, they had a playhouse and like swings, and it was so much fun. It was like being a little kid again. So that was really cool.
Their house was like basically an aesthetic.
It was the best thing they were ever. They were like hippies and very sustainable. It was really cool to see that. I think they had like upcycled like mason jars to like drink out of, and they had all kinds of stuff. So that was really, really cool to see people in Knoxville continuing that. So that was awesome. Just one of the things that struck me the most about canvassing this weekend was me and my friend walked up to one of the houses, and we asked this gentleman if this lady was home, and he said, no, she doesn't live here anymore. That's my sister. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I can ask you, are you going to be voting in the primary? And he said, no, probably not. And I said, like, why, is there any specific reason why not? He's like, I can't vote. And I'm like, ugh. Like, that struck me. And he was an African-American gentleman. And I didn't want to ask, like, further more, mm-hmm. like, you know, why can't you vote? But, you know, when I walked back to the car, it was like, you kind of know, like, why he can't vote. It could have been a number of various things, you know. I don't want to, like, stereotype or, like, put anyone in categories.
I ran into something also in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We went to a house and... we asked for the person on the mm-hmm. the person on the list, and we talked to her, and she said she couldn't vote. Mm-hmm. And she told us why, and she said she was a felon, convicted felon. And you know, it's really mm-hmm. really sad seeing people's rights being taken away like that.
Definitely. You know, like, they're still citizens.
Yeah.
And I just, like, that it made me really, really sad, because this guy was so sweet. Or I mean, I talked for him for two seconds, but it's like, everyone deserves the right to vote. You know, that's mm-hmm. something that's so essential to our, like, government. I just cannot. It really took it home for me, because I've heard so much about people not having their right to vote taken away, and in so many different areas. But to take away, like, this guy's right to vote. He said his sister was going to vote for his sister voted for Bernie. So that was really cool to hear. And it's like, you know, if he could have voted, then maybe he could have too. But I just, you know, it's a terrible system that we have, but that was just what, you know, stood out the most to me over the weekend. Was there anything you wanted to talk about, Alejandra? I know we have another thing that we're going to be talking about coming up in a minute, but anything with South Carolina related?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just really interesting, you know, to go down there and experience all of that and just see, you know, the diversity when it comes to the candidates that everyone is going to vote for, essentially. Because, you know, when you would go up there, you were canvassing for Bernie Sanders, you know, we were. But you would see people from, you know, different ideologies, and they would tell you openly sometimes, you know, who they were voting for, and that's perfectly fine, you know, that's all good. I just thought it was really awesome, you know. I did the calculations, and I'm pretty sure I went to, like, over 150 homes. I didn't knock mm-hmm. on all of them, but but we drove to over 150 homes and, you know, made... well over 25 phone calls within like 1 hour, you know, so it was like, it felt really good, you know, to be engaged like that. Mm-hmm.
In South Carolina, wasn't the lady that you were driving around with, I know Mike, it was her husband, and he talked about how she was an organic farmer and all this kind of stuff. We're going to let Alondra leave right now, so mm-hmm. see you, Alondra.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was great to have you on our radio show. Maybe you can be on again sometime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, the man who was driving me, he said his wife had, like, an organic farm, and it was really cool. So wasn't that her that you were in the car with?
Margie?
Yeah, Margie, mm-hmm. yeah. So I just thought that was really cool that he was so supportive of her doing that, and I just found that really, really sweet that, you know, that's something that's, you know, becoming more and more popular. So we are going to have a new song in a minute. I believe it's The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. And
absolutely.
When we get back, we're going to talk about Alejandro's experience on Tuesday in Louisville at the Donald Trump rally. So,
And just one last time, the reason I want to play the song The Suburbs by Arcade Fire is many of the times when we were canvassing, we were walking through suburbs, you know.
True.
And that's something that was really new to me, because I, you know, like, I grew up in a trailer park, you know, so it's like when you go to the suburbs, it's like a disconnect, you know. So that really, I don't know, just the word, it stuck out to me. So this is The Suburbs by the Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
Hey, and we're back.
We are back. I hope you enjoyed that song. That was the Arcade Fire. Song is called The Suburbs.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like we are out of time today. So, Alejandra is just going to give you a little bit of a preview of what we're going to save for our next show. Next week is spring break, so you're going to have to wait a couple weeks to hear about his experiences with the Donald Trump rally. But Alejandra, do you just want to do a quick preview of what they can look forward to?
Yes, absolutely. I actually wrote like an op-ed piece, essentially, and I titled it Inside the Belly of the Beast, my experiences as a Mexican young man at a Donald Trump rally. And I guess I'll be reading some of that. You know, some of the overviews are, you know, just being in that space, how unwelcomed it felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of, we got roughed up, for sure. We got slurs thrown at us.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because I don't think this is something you should expect, you know, from a normal presidential election. It should be open to the public, you know, and it should be open to people being able to listen, you know. But we were just targeted immediately as we walked in. This one man shoved me at one point. And he was like, "You're one of those protesters, aren't you?" And this is literally an hour before the event even started. So immediately we were targeted, and it was an experience. So
mm-hmm.
we will talk about that.
Yes.
Coming up. In 2 weeks' time, just give it 2 weeks, and we will go deep into that.
Definitely, definitely. So that's something to look forward to. Just have a great spring break, guys. We'll see you in a couple weeks. See ya.